Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mass and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Saturday's edition of Chocolate City Radio. I know the last three shows have been fucking crazy. Last Saturday, I didn't have a show. Tuesday, the fucking storm. And then last night, I was babysitting and the three-year-old was getting the best of me. So today is going to be a nice show. I'm going to play my old-school hip-hop, R&B, and rap. Oh, excuse me. I'm sleepy. I had a long night. Fucking thought I broke my toe. I walked into the couch and I heard it fucking snap. And my toe looked deformed and it started swelling. So I went to the ER and I was there for the longest for them to tell me that it's not broken. It's really it's sprained. So it's hard as fuck for me to walk. So I'm just fucking miserable. I think I should go downstairs and take a couple of shots of fucking pizza rock, but I'm not drinking. I'm going to take medicine and let my fucking foot heal. Today is just going to be like one of those laid back days because I'm tired. I was sleepy, but I have to do my show because I missed you guys and I've been shortchanging you and not giving you your time and everything. So I'm trying to find something where I can prop my damn foot up because the shit is fucking miserable. But, you know, the show must go on. We're going to have a great time. I am on an injured reserve list, so I'm still in my pajamas. I have on a big-ass Western Guilford shirt. And I have on some damn sweatpants and everything. So you have to forgive me for not looking sexy today, but I got you guys on Tuesday. So like I said, this is my show where I just play all the latest hip-hop and R&B. And I like take, requests and everything like that. So if you're in the chat room, log on and send me what you would like to hear. And also, if you were if you're on BBM Twitter, send me a request. Oh, let me see. It's my co-host Caprice. Hey, girl.
Hey. We both sound tired as shit.
I didn't go to bed till 5 o'clock this morning because I spent like 2.5 hours at the emergency room, and last night I was walking from the kitchen to the living room, and my toe hit the corner of the couch and snapped. So you know, I was like, oh my god! Then it's like it swells up, and then it's like bent to the side. I'm like,
oh no, my poor baby.
Yes, and I had a question for you last night when I didn't get a chance to ask you, and I want to know what you want to say. What you're gonna say? Like,
okay.
If you fuck somebody famous, or you know, someone that's been in the limelight and their dick is wet, what do you keep quiet, or do you make a public service announcement?
It depends on where we stand. I mean, if he, I'll just have to say it depends on where we stand as far as if we're real cool. We've been cool for a long time. We're still cool, but we don't fuck around. You know what I mean? But if he's just a cocky-ass nigga and he thinks he's just hot shit, then I'm going to have to bring him back to Earth. Because, I mean, I'm real cool, and, I mean, like, my business is my business, but I don't like cocky-ass, conceited-ass people. So if he's that type of person and that dick is whack and he's bragging about it, I'm gonna have to tell the truth.
I mean, it's not the point that the person was like, you know how like you just, it's like when you listen to people's lyrics or whatever, and then you expect them to be about their life, and then it's like when you smash the homie.
And it's something completely different. I mean, either way, I'm gonna tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody asked me about it and it was whack, then I'm going to just be like, you know, whack. I'm going to tell the truth regardless, but,
I mean, you know. My thing is, like, let's just take away the superstar status or the star status or whatever. Like, do you, like, if the person is nice and, you know, everything like that, like, how do you tell, hold on, let me rephrase it, because me, I can tell you whatever. Like, when is it not a good time to tell a dude his dick is whack? Like, you know, when do you not want to hurt somebody's feelings? Like, if there's, like, is it, like, after the first time? Because, you know, first impressions are lasting. Is it, like, I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give him a chance to get his face back. Be like,
Would it be a bad time to tell him? I mean, honestly, there's really no bad time because I'm the type of person, like, I like to be pleased. So I feel like if you're not doing that, I'm not going to waste my time, and I'm not going to pretend that I am being pleased when I'm really not. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, now, I got to give General Blacks out of New York a shout-out. Oh, I love him so much, and I got to say hey to DJ Table Manners. But my question is, like, have you ever had somebody go down and eat your pussy and it's like that shit just not feel right at all? Like, sometimes for me it tickles or whatever. Or have you ever slapped somebody while they was eating your pussy for that shit not being correct?
Yes, I have. There was a guy I was talking to, and like the chemistry and everything was there. Like, I really liked him. And me and my boyfriend, not Mo, but the guy I was dating at the time, we were on bad terms. We had broken up. And so I was coming back from Vegas, and he had picked me up from the airport. I had spent the night at his house and everything. And the first time we did it, it was horrible. Like, I'm not even going to lie. It was horrible. And I think it was... I gave him the benefit of the doubt, saying, like, okay, this is the first time, maybe he was nervous, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes guys do that, like, they get nervous when they're like, oh, shit, I'm finally in this position, and they get nervous. So I waited for a couple of hours, we tried again, and it still was just bad. He was a fast pumper, so I just told him to eat it. And I was just like, nah, it's not working. Just go ahead and eat it. Because he was, I don't know what he was doing. The rhythm was off, and he was just acting like he was just really beating it up. And I was just like, all right. So he was eating it, and it was just, I mean, I was wet, but it was like his tongue felt so dry, and like his rhythm and motion, like, I was like, where, you know how, okay, you know, like the crevice on the side of your pussy lips, he was looking all right there. I'm like, what does that do? Like, that doesn't do anything. Like, I can understand if you're trying to seduce me in the beginning, but I don't know, it was just weird. It was like, I was wet, but his tongue was dry, and just the motion he was going in. I was just like, I'm not feeling this. And then, like, when he tried to stick his dick back in, like, my pussy packed up and left.
Oh.
We did.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to go.
Oh.
Oh. And I was so disappointed because I was really feeling him and he was such a cool person. I mean, we're still cool now. But, I mean... I don't know. I guess he kind of knew that I wasn't feeling it, you know, just because of my frustration. I was like, let's just watch a movie. And I never blatantly said, hey, your dick is whacked, blah, blah, blah. Because I really cared about him, and I knew even if we didn't work out as far as relationship-wise, we'd always still be cool. But, nah, his whack.
I mean, I had this one situation where, okay, you know, older men are supposed to be more experienced and caring, nurturing, pampering, spoiling sugar daddies, right? So I met this one, and he worked for Delta. He was into the wiring of the airplanes and, you know, a really high-paying job, really nice and everything like this, right?
Right.
So,
right.
First of all, like, at the time, I was only, like, 40, right?
Okay.
And he was, like, 45. I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. You know what I'm saying? We would sit there, and we would have long talks and everything like that. And he was like, you ever see yourself getting married again? You know, normal bullshit. Of course. I see myself getting married again one day when I find the right person. Mind you,
right,
I'm not money, I just pay him. So, it was like, okay, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. Because I had to come to Atlanta for my taxes anyway. So he was like, I'm going to bring you down here. I'm going to pay for everything. I'm going to, you know, pay for a hotel near the airport. Because he worked near the airport, but he lived in Marietta, which is like a nice little hump or whatever. So I drive to Atlanta. He gets the telly and everything, right? So it's like, it was sort of like some... No, we exchanging pictures kind of shit, some blind date stuff or whatever, right?
So,
the pictures was not bad. The pictures was not bad at all. And when I saw him, it wasn't bad. You know, I went out to eat in public with him, so that's really good right there. So, we get some soul food, some fish, some macaroni and cheese, potato salad. I'm good. So, we go back. And, like, I told this motherfucker, you've been working all night. You need to go to sleep. Get your rest, go to sleep, and wake up energized. You feel me? Man, tell me why still was insisting on fucking with me. And it's like, you know how sometimes motherfuckers pre-ejaculate, they just come too early. And like, I know I have some, I know my pussy is good. I know
this. Yeah.
This nigga put in, he busted. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're so bad.
I'm like, okay, you're tired, you're sleepy, you worked all night. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Then after that, it's like, Lizzie, hold on 1 second. Let's hear another one. I know this is so fucking crazy. You probably forgot I had a show. Hello? Honey, I'm doing my radio show. I thought so. Call you back. Okay, bye. She was like, oh, damn, I forgot. So, that was my daughter. So then he tries to, okay, so he cleans his mess and stuff up, right?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm already disgusted because I told this bitch to go to sleep, right? He's determined he's going to get his face back. By then, I'm tired. I'm mad and I'm tired. From the drive, not from fucking around with him, right? I lay on my stomach so I can go to sleep. This motherfucker hops on my back, and he's trying to put his dick in, but it reminded me of when a male dog is fucking a female dog, and he just can't.
Yeah. Y'all want to get stuck together.
Picture that shit. He kept fucking hunching, and the bit came again. By then,
yeah.
I was just like, nigga.
He came again?
Yes. Yes. I'm like, look, take your ass to bed. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, by now, I was just like, okay. And this is how foul this nigga is, right? Now, mind you, he got the room. I wanted to stay in Tucker because I like staying at the Studio Plus because it has kitchen and everything like that. This
right.
Takes the room key and doesn't give it to me, so I can't come and go as I please.
Wait. Say that again.
When he had to go to work, like we took a nap and everything, I'm texting my ex-boyfriend that I had in Atlanta, like, look, nigga, I'm here. I need to see you tonight. Because I ain't do it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to spend the night at your house. I'm going to spend the night with you. So what I did was, when he went to work, he was like, you good? You need anything? I'm like, nah, I'm fine. Or whatever, because, you know, I can't go anywhere. He's like, oh, here's money if you need to handle, if you need to order anything or whatever. So he goes to work. He works like 12 hours or some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Girl, let me tell you, as soon as that went to work, who packed up they shit? And on the other side of town is me. I still text my ex. He fucked me so good. I got up the next day, called my best friend. Like, look, I'm in the A. What's up? What you trying to do? I went and got my own hotel, and I chilled out for 3 fucking days, yo.
I hear you. Shit, I would have been mad. Like,
I was mad. Mm-hmm. He was like, so where are you? Not at your hotel.
Right.
This motherfucker tried to clock my movements the whole time. Boo-boo, this not going to work because we're not compatible sexually. And now he was like, you know, I'm tired. I need to get my face back. I'm like, okay. I gave him a chance to get his face back 2 months later when he for me to come to Maryland and go shopping. Girl, that motherfucker still came within 5 minutes.
What the hell?
Yes. Needless to say, I can't talk to you. I don't give a fuck how much you fool me. I'm going to cheat on you. And it's not going to work.
Hush, Casey.
It's just not going to work. I'm just like, so my thing is like, how do you tell somebody nicely that they dick is whack or they tongue game is whack? Or for dudes, like, you know, if you fuck a bitch and her pussy stink, do you just come out and say, bitch, your shit stink? I mean, like, what do...
I mean, shit, if I was a guy and somebody's pussy stink, then hell yeah, I'd come out and say that shit, because obviously it's not clean. But what I don't understand is how niggas still be fucking them. It made me want to dog him after, but you're the one who fucked her, and you knew she had a dirty pussy, so you just as nasty.
I mean, men are nasty anyway. Men are nastier than women. I mean, I'm just going to say point blank, because, like, there are some men that will, that will fuck a female on her period. Well, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that, because I've done it. So many men on her period. Now, that's not, because, like, nigga, you was never going to kiss me. Because if you kiss me, you've done it to other people. It's, like, things that men do. I'm like, okay, it's not your first time trying it with me, and I know you a nasty motherfucker, so I'm just going to sit back and just give you, like, so much room to hang yourself. And then just okay, I'm not fucking you because such and such, or I'm going to stop in the middle because you're suspect. Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you just nasty.
Let me ask you a question. So what would you do, you meet this dude, he's a thug or whatever, thug type. He got great credentials in the streets and whatnot. Been in jail a couple times. He looked good and everything. Y'all get to the point where y'all about to have sex. When you come in the room, he's laying down with his legs up.
No, okay, so basically when I come back, he's in my position.
Pretty much. Like, he's laying down, like, say for instance, you know, you went to the bathroom or whatever, and, like, y'all are about to do it, and you come in the room, and he's laying on his back with his legs up.
You want the Pam answer, or you want the
child answer? I want your answer, what you would do. So I'm going to tell you what I did.
Am I at his crib or is he at my crib?
His. We were at his.
Oh, I would probably look at him and be like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you suspect. But if he was at my crib, you know what I would do, right?
Kick that ass out.
Oh, no. You in that position for a reason. Say hello to my little toy.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I can't do you.
That may be in a situation where that shit happened for real. And I'm like, I was like, okay, I got some bondage shit here. I will tie that bitch down to the bed. And my toy and play in his ass. I'm sorry, because you're telling me you're suspect.
Yeah.
What, you left, right?
And this dude, Ben, Chalk, when I tell you he was so fine, and like, I used to run the streets and shit and whatnot, and like, I mean, this nigga was, he was on point. I can't lie, and I was so upset, though. I was so upset. It just really hurt me because I was like, you know, he was perfect. He had a nice-ass smile. He was just one of them thug-ass niggas, you know, but knows how to treat a woman. And I don't know when we got to that. I was just like, damn, I'm very disappointed. And I was like, why are your legs up? Like, what do you expect me to do? How is this even supposed to work? Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, this just don't seem right. I've never, I was young. I was like 16, 17.
Oh, hell.
I was a badass, y'all. Y'all have no idea. But this dude, seeing him, like, thugging on the streets, this nigga was like, he was a hard-ass nigga, y'all. And I was just like, I was not expecting that. It just completely took me by surprise. I just couldn't, I did not know where to go from there. I was just like, we're not going to work. I got to go. I was confused. I was so confused. Like, I really, so many things was going through my mind. I was like, my mom just called, and she needs me to come home. I'm going to hit you up, though. Yeah. And I just laughed because I was so confused.
Man, I would have been like, okay, looky here. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I got a trick for your ass. Like, I got a trick for your ass. And I would have just been like, okay, you know, my thing is when dudes do shit like that, it's like it's fair game. Like, it's letting you know something. So, me, you're telling me that you want to be in my place. Okay, you don't have a pussy, but you have an ass, and I'm about to go in it. I'm going to try to... You won't fucking do that shit again. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, fuck that. You know? I don't know. It's just certain shit you should not do around me. It's certain shit you should not say around me. And it's just certain gestures you shouldn't do around me. And I think me talking to Pink Candy Triple X freaky ass and her talking about using strap-ons and fucking dudes, it's like, interesting. Because, I mean, it's been times where when I was fucking my husband at the time, I'm just like, hey, you're fucking me. Like, what does it feel like? Like, I need some in-depth details. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How it feels when we have penetration, like, especially if it's been a while since we've had anything, it's like, when the dick goes in, it feels, like, so good. You know what I mean? So, like, for men, how does...
Hold on real quick, Chuck. Hold on.
For those of you that are tuning in, we're, like, having some old freaky-ass discussions about different things, whack dick, whack pussy eaters. Really don't talk about whack dick suckers because that's just not something that's allowed on Chocolate City because everybody on this show are official with their head game. So, I mean, you know, we're just sitting here kicking it. I actually want to go ahead and play a song. Matter of fact, this song is fitting for the show for insecure people, like females.
Okay,
whatever.
I'm back. My son is learning to crawl, and I surrounded him by pillows, and he still found a way to bump his damn head.
That is not going to work. I'm going to play this song, and when it is, I know you're going to have something that you want to say about it. So, this song is called Smell Your Dick.
Oh, Lord, I've heard this.
And it's like, I don't know why I always got this stuff with fucking I don't know why I always got this stuff with shit that play advertisements. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Me too. But I like the beat of this song, so.
Me too.
Smell your dick.
Something's going on, can I smell it? Lady, like, driving like that. I wasn't even feeling diamond like that. I was riding, but I wasn't clowning like that. That's alright, that's okay. Don't ever believe what your own girl say. A nigga like me, drink a lot of liquor, meet a lot of bitches, take a lot of pictures. I might first wear, put a two stripper, but that don't mean you gotta pull my zipper. Thinking I dick down the whole town, even though I got dick to go around.
Why you coming home, baby? Something's going on, can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool today. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick. Something's going on, can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool today. So what you need to do is let me smell your dick.
Fucking thing to say. That shit.
That made right.
I feel like if you gotta go as far as smelling somebody's dick, then you don't need to be with them. That's just how I feel. I don't have time to be worried about this motherfucker, the next motherfucker, who he doing. If you got concerns, questions, and you feel that nigga ain't doing right, bitch him. If not, if you feel like you gotta fucking smell his draws and smell his dick and all this other shit, nah, I'm good. I'll be on my merry little way.
I know, that's right. I'm going to bring in Miss Purple from Chicago. Hi, damn it. Hi,
hey,
Purple.
Boo, what's going on?
Lisa sitting up here having some conversations. She asked me a question and it kind of fucked me up. Now, what would you do if you came out of the bathroom or wherever, and the man that, matter of fact, Caprice, explain the situation and ask her the question.
Okay, this dude was a thug-ass nigga, had amazing credentials on the streets as far as, you know, selling drugs, whatever. He was a hard-ass nigga. Yeah, he'd been in and out of jail, whatnot, but he really knows how to treat a lady. So, y'all are cool, been talking, you feeling them, you get to that point where you're ready to fuck them. So, you go in the bathroom, get ready, whatnot, you come back, and this nigga's laying in the bed with his legs up.
He doing what?
He's laying in the bed with his legs up.
What the fuck is Jack doing up? What kind of shit is that? Freaky shit right
now. I mean, to me, he asked him to get plugged with a toy.
Yeah, hey, I think so.
To me, he's asking to get left. I was just as confused as you was. I was like, I gotta go.
I was like, I'll be right back, boo-boo. I'm like, you know what, tonight...
Close your eyes.
He might have to go back...
And tied his ass down, and it
would have
been a wrap.
I would have told him to close his eyes and stuck that shit right up his ass.
Lube or no lube?
Oh, that's fucked up.
I mean, I'm just like, men, they just do some of the, I don't know. Me personally, if I fuck with you and you're on top, and I play with your ass, like, I just, like, pull your cheeks and just do something with my finger. And if your dick gets harder for me doing that has to go to your question and you're open to other things.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to feel that way?
No, you're not. I feel like if they go back there, they expected it.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
Because some guys... Like, if they feel your hand anywhere near inside the ass, you know, you can grab the cheeks when they're fucking you or something.
I can't even do that.
They would grab your hand.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, fuck you harder, like, bitch, you just violated. But if he pulls your head towards it,
right.
Then it's suspect. So, I don't know. It's just like right now for me and the stage that I'm at, everybody remembers the movie Belly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a nigga to fuck me just like DMX fucked old girl. If I could get that, I would be happy. Oh, man, Lord, I've been having visions of that. Just throw my ass up against the wall, push my face, and... let me come down. But I mean, could y'all imagine like just how X just gave it to her? You know what I'm saying? It's like
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah, man, X gave it to her. X, oh God.
I know. I'm like, if you did that shit like that on film, I can only imagine what it's like in real life.
Man.
Yep.
Rough Riders, that's why anybody in the Rough Riders Bike Club, you got to live up to that name. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, whew, like, I just want to be fucked to the point where when he pulls his dick out and he's finished, I can't even say bye. I can't even say shit. I mean,
you're going to be in the corner having convulsions.
Yes. And it's like, when he's pulling the dick out, I want to feel like my pussy is still on his dick. That's what I want.
Yes. Or you'll be shopping the next day and having flashbacks and you just break down in the middle of the aisle.
I know. I don't know those.
Caprice, let me give you some history on Purple. Purple.
Oh, okay, yes, please do. I am intrigued already.
And I had T1 on. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing these noises. Because I know what she sounds like when she fucks, because she sent me voice notes and she sent me little video clips of her man beating the pussy up, right?
Okay.
So, all of a sudden, I'm hearing some moans and shit. Why is she fucking while she's listening to the show?
What?
Yes. The artist didn't say it. I'm like,
I was like, she's my mom. My man is so attractive that he doesn't care where we are when it happens. He just, when he feels like he's so into the writing.
Damn.
Right. Right.
I was over here like.
Well, this morning when he got off work, we went to the lakefront, and that is it.
That is
it. That's just how we are.
Man, I swear, I don't know what to say other than, can I find somebody to just punish it? Like, this weekend, I just need somebody that can punish it, like, for real, like. Beat it out the frame.
Yeah, see, our spontaneity as far as, like, places got cut down a little bit due to the fact that we have a little small baby. But, you know, when my sister's willing to watch him on the weekend, then that's definitely when we do some venturing. I mean, I know y'all remember them nights having a small child and their bassinet or crib is next to the bed, and y'all just going at it, and you see that head pop up, and you stay still like a statue. I'm still in those nights right now, but,
Or, you know what worked for me? Looking in the walker, looking at TV with some motherfucking wide cheese puffs.
Girl, no, my son is nosy as a motherfucker. He would be sitting right there staring. He is nosy. He got to be completely asleep or in a different room.
I don't know. I want to see, I have to do this whatchamacallit, I have to do this instructional head video, and I am trying to find the perfect model, and I don't know what to do.
I can grow a penis overnight.
Huh?
I can grow a penis overnight. I'll try.
I'll be at the pop rock.
No.
Stop the night.
Damn, I had some pop rocks in the office. What happened to them? Damn. I had half a watermelon. Where the hell did bitches go?
She is so random. I put those shackles somewhere.
Yeah, like, for real, I had some watermelon pop rocks. Old dude was like, okay, why the fuck is these shits in the office? All shit. Yeah.
This girl's crazy.
Pop rocks. Yeah, see this? This. Mm-hmm. Yes. Tropical cut. That's
she gonna be fucking with a broken toe and all.
Girl, I'm telling you, as long as they don't touch the right foot, I'm good. I'm so on. It's like me personally, I am so deprived on so many things that I used to do that I haven't done that I need to do. So I don't know what the fuck. I need some help.
With?
Finding somebody that can fuck me properly.
And you would think it wouldn't be so hard to find, right?
What? Girl, let me tell you. This is my problem. Niggas don't bring it like I want them to bring it.
Yeah. They get comfortable in their ways, and like bitches now, they accept any kind of dick too. You know what I'm saying? And like these dudes get comfortable, and they just, I don't know.
Yeah, because a lot of times dudes will fuck about 5-6 different chicks a day, and they might watch in between two of them, but the other ones they don't. And then you
want
to
put your mouth in
the dick. No. Hell no.
See, that's
the case. Y'all might as well have a fucking threesome.
Yeah, you got to be picky with it, you know? You can't just... Okay. Man. You got to... Scream it.
Yes.
Like, I'll look and be like, okay, if you wait for me to cook your dick, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
I only do it when I'm, like, on my A game. Only my man.
Yeah,
me too. See, y'all good because I can't even give my man the A game, head game. No. Everybody been getting the C+, close to a B game. I can't.
Yeah, I do the B. I'm the type of person, I'll give it to you, dudes that I fuck around with or whatever. I give it to him. You know what I'm saying? Then when I'm in a relationship, depending on how much I care about you, then you know, it's an upgrade. Now that I'm engaged, I've upgraded that. Once he becomes my husband, it's over. Like, let me tell you, he's even been like, he's like, Capri, like, you... You've been different. I'm like, what you mean? He's like, your head game is just evolving. And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I've had it all along, but it's just, you know, depending on how you are, that's how I'm going to be in bed. You know what I mean? And the other night, it was just like we stayed up all night just doing it, just all fucking night. And usually it's like, okay, fuck, I'm tired. You're tired, but I'm horny. Let's get it in, and then let's fucking go to sleep. You know, because it'd be hard trying to find times, too. But, man, that other night, we took our time, and it was well needed. I went to work on Monday, and they were like, Caprice, you're glowing. I'm like, am I? I have no idea why. All my coworkers know I'm a pervert, so... They all listen to the show, too, by the way.
Oh, God.
They like, yeah, man. Your girl, she crazy. But she need to go ahead and stop messing with Dragon, and she need to come over here and get with a nigga like me. I'm like, why don't you get back to work? Like, she is a little more experienced. How old are you? 21? I don't know.
401k profit sharing plan.
Huh?
His whole 401 and his whole paycheck for the rest of the year. He'll just be like,
right.
See, I have
I said, look. I said, Chaka, fuck you up if you don't fuck her up. So, if that's something you're trying to pursue, nigga, you better get some practice in, and then you're going to have to go through an audition first.
I mean, it's crucial because I'm not saying I'm that chick or anything like that, but it's just hard for me to get what I want. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like men always be like, oh, I can do this, this, that, and the third, and it's like for some reason, they just don't fuck me like I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be like some earth moving shit or whatever. And I'm like, I get better satisfaction from my toy, which I have not used in over a week and a half. I'm proud of myself. I'm trying to cleanse my body.
I respect that.
Man, I'm just trying to save this for some. I'm tired of this point of getting this. I want to actually put this shit on somebody's dick. Like, really. So, I need to go on Twitter and do, like, a little contest in purple on BBM. Need to blast that I need a man that can fuck me like DMX did in Belly.
Gotcha.
And let's see, because a lot of people are going to send pictures, and they shit is going to look crazy.
They need to realize the size of the dick don't mean you got it, though.
Man, like, you know, I've seen some dicks, and some of the dicks that I've seen that is just crazy. Put it like this, if you're cocky and you just know your dick is big and shit like that and you send it to me, first thing I do is put that shit on Twitter. And I let people know this is your dick. What do you think? And a lot of times it's small, it's ugly, and it's ashy. So men, when you send pictures of your dick, can you please put some baby oil or lotion on that bitch and not send it to me?
Yeah, I hate that. Or when fucking people have these nasty-ass, dry-ass, pink-ass, you black as a motherfucker, but your dick is pink as hell, Abby on Twitter, and then you fucking follow me. Excuse me, I don't know you.
Or, the worst thing I've ever seen is this dude sent a picture of a girl that he beat up, and he made her bleed. Me, personally, you either fuck the bitch on her period, or if you did make her bleed, a bitch ain't going to fuck with you because you did that. That's, like, semi-hysterectomy shit.
Right. I do have a friend, though. Every time she has sex, she bleeds.
Has she gone to the doctor?
Yeah. That just happens with some people.
Oh.
It's just that tissue. I don't know. So, when you lose your virginity, how your hymen it rips or whatever.
Yeah.
Hers obviously repairs itself. So if she doesn't have sex, like, you know, repeatedly or whatever, like, her shit grows back. We call her Virgin Mary.
So basically, we need to find her a man that can fuck her on a regular basis.
Yeah, she's an interesting person.
Wow. I don't think I could deal with that because, like, when we get our cherry pop, that shit does not feel good.
Mine didn't hurt. like a little burst.
Yes.
But it didn't. To me, it was like, ow. You know, like. But I think this was a long time ago. So I think the guy I may have lost my virginity to might have been small. But at the time, to me, it was big because it was the first dick, you know what I'm saying? But I've definitely upgraded 1,000 times since then.
Wow. To me, that is just like, I don't know. I couldn't handle that. Like, really, I just could not handle that for the simple fact that,
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you always gotta clean up some shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how bloody it gets, because I know when I lost my virginity, it was not hella bloody. It really wasn't. It was like, I don't know. I guess maybe because my witness overpowered the blood, but it wasn't like a lot of blood. It wasn't like a first day period, or it wasn't like a period at all.
Wow, your friend good.
You know, everybody's different.
Yo, your friend good, because if I had to go through that all over again,
yeah, I'd be upset.
Square off men, like, damn, how did your hymen repair itself after a while?
Let alone, like, every fucking week.
Man, she just need to call me, and I'll send her a toy, and she'll be all right, like, for real.
But like, she's a, she's weird. I don't know. I mean, she's not weird, but she's just a different type of person. That's all. She's the type of girl who, if she's with somebody, like, they'll do it every once in a while, but she's not really the sex type of person.
Wow.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, really? Maybe that's why you can't keep a man. I don't care what you say. Sex is important in a relationship.
It's, like, very important. Like, if people say that it's not, they're lying, and that's because something is physically wrong with them. And,
yeah.
Like, you know, size does not matter. It's all about if a person can work it or not. And
yeah.
if they can work it right, it wouldn't even matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I've got to play this song right here, because this shit is just like, I ain't even going to tell you what it is. You're going to find out in one hot second. Here we go.
Leave me your bike, put your ears and light. Shots so bright, it's that street like this. The fiends want that boy said, it's a deep story. Check that door.
Hold up. I can't do clean shit. I hate when they make clean songs, because I like the cuss words. Like, I want, like, the cuss words. So hold on, let me find the dirty version.
Y'all be driving into deeps and the pin deeps and the naked deeps. balls with the platinum beamer. Set up your car to SKA. Are you riding alone? Can I be in your day? Come get me, get me. Don't diss me, don't trick me. Got some friends, can they come too? Can you hit them up with some boys like you?
Down payment. hurt my baby girl, but this was our world. Baby, you're the baby. I told her, oh, my break, man. And I don't want to go crazy. Cause every dog needs a lady.
Baby girl in the interviews now, and I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now, cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now, but girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, need to wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I wanna spin a few down? On Fifth Fab, Shopper Spree, and I'm innocent child. I ain't concerned with other men with you now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. Any dude with you, he better be a friend of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. Even though I was somewhat successful, yeah. Being a player was becoming too stressful. But every since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. It's by the same bar by the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's painted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Y'all have to realize, like, the clit is so sensitive.
They like a lot of men don't realize that. They just be trying to, I don't know, do too much.
It's just like, to me, it's like sometimes men feel like they have to overcompensate. Like, I wrote this blog, When the Dick is Too Small, and it's like, if men eat the pussy long enough and the girl has an orgasm, she might forget about fucking. Or if she's just very adamant on fucking, and you know that when you penetrate her pussy, she's going to fall in and she ain't going to feel it. Then roll that bitch over and fuck in the ass. She should feel that. There ain't no dick that she can feel something in your ass. And I'm like, that's interesting because I was on Tag the other night and we were right there with the guy. And he was like really fine and cute and he had the little dick that he was using Magnum condoms.
Seriously?
Yeah, but I told you I got excited when he pulled out the Magnum. Because, you know, a lot of men that are 5'6", 5'5".
Yeah, they be having them schlongs.
They have, like, small dicks. So,
wait, what?
Some men that are 5'6", 5'7", 5'5", their dicks are small.
I never. Usually I run into guys, little guys with big, thick dicks.
See? You're blessed, but I told you, if you do the hand thing don't lie. Like, you know,
from the
middle finger down to the where your wrist is.
Yeah.
And I do that, and I just be like, man, fuck. Now, sometimes the shit is off, and that's good. But him, girl, or in the
See, I did that with the guy I'm with now, and, like, he's long, you know, he's 6'7", so he's long, he has big hands and everything like that. I really don't go off of feet, but I did the little hand thing, like you said. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at Dragon. Oh, hell yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then I'll look at the tall people and be like, that's a damn shame. You can't go by feet. You cannot go by feet.
You can't.
That shit don't work. It don't work at all. You go by the hand, you know what I'm saying? And then I look at the thickness of the fingers and stuff like that. And then, you know, me personally, for the next month or so, I would like to go to the 9 or better club. And what I mean by that, I need to experience 9 inches or better. That's the club that I want to be in for April.
Yeah, my rule is you have to be 8 inches and up to ride this ride.
And I'm just like, woo, because, you know, somebody said cocky with the 9. Oh, yeah, male matrix, pull trigger. And, I need a dude that's cocky with the 9. That's what I need. Yeah, somebody that's cocky with the 9. And I'm not talking about the 9mm. No, bang, 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 bang. But some, bang, 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 yeah. That's what I need. Let me see. I should go on Twitter and be like, I need everybody that's 9 inches or better to pop up. I need somebody to fuck me like DMX did in Belly.
Do it. I swear I'll retweet that shit.
Yes, I think I should do that. And I will do your picture. I like that. That's cute.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm doing it now. 9 inches or better to pop up. I need someone to pop up. Like DMX did on Girl in Belly. Backing my ass off. Okay. It's tweeted. Oh, guys. Now my shit is about to start popping up. I'm like, I've been getting spam tweets all fucking day for iPad, Depp, and Walmart Market. Like, man, can y'all stop already? I don't need that shit. The fuck?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you think if a guy constantly talks about eating pussy and he never talks about his dick game that he can't fuck?
Say what now?
Like, if a guy, say for instance, you know, you and this guy, y'all never done it or whatever, y'all talking and shit, and he, all he talks about, like, when y'all get on sex talk is how good he eats pussy. He never talks about his dick game. Do you think, A, either he can't fuck, B, he has a small dick, C, he's not circumcised, or D, all of the above?
I would say D, all the above, and then I'm going to have to throw an E in there and tell the motherfucker that I'm not impressed with pussy eaters. I'm strictly dickly bitch. So, yeah, like, when a dude is in there talking about his eating games and stuff like that, I'm not impressed with that, because that means if you told me that, then you told Mary, Kate, Jane, Sue, Allison, Tommyetta, Henrietta, and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no. Just because you eat pussy don't mean you gonna eat mine.
Right.
So I'd be like, you know, I'd rather you go ahead and lay the pipe game down and then whatever. But just to be constantly talking about eating all the time, no. Because the first thing out of my mouth is gonna be like, okay, what bitch told you that you had a small dick?
Yeah.
That's true. So, let's see.
Because it's just like, I don't know.
I need to go retweet what you just put. Sorry, y'all. My son is a little loud.
Oh, girl, you're good. We are, we're mothers.
He's fucking playing on me like I'm a jungle gym.
That's that. You know what? People are popping up my direct messages about their dick sizes. So, you know what? Hold on. Let me see. What am I going to play? Because, you know, I always play old school shit.
You need to play some Uncle Luke. That's what you need to do.
Okay, hold on.
Hydraulic. That's my shit.
Nigga, the back, you with a pussy, but not. While you always come to see, you gotta be the winner.
That is that shit. Like he knew what the hell that song was.
And that song is, yes. Selena, she went in like, yeah, you don't know their bitch. Nah. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
With her squeaky little voice.
Woo! That song just brings back memories. Well, oh my God. Trick is nasty. I got something he can blow all right. See, dudes need to be open like that and just be like, yeah, I might lick your ass, blow in your ass. That's a little freaky shit, but you know, he is from Florida. I think fucking Uncle Luke will be a challenge. You know what I mean?
You think so?
I have never seen his DVDs or anything like that, but I know they are off the chain.
I've heard that.
Like, that motherfucker will probably do some shit they did in the Old Testament that everybody stopped doing because it was probably
I'm not fooling with you.
Luke will let you know you've been fucked. Like, Luke would freak you mentally. Luke is like one of them old school fuckers. Like, not am I going to fuck your pussy. I'm going to fuck your mind. I'm going to collapse your heart and break your spirit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whew. And he tall. I seen him in Florida. We were staying at the same hotel. And, oh, my God. I would have never thought about fucking him back then. But me right now, yeah. He would be one of them old school people. I wouldn't mind giving a coochie to. It would be good. Fire sounds. I'm spayed, neutered, and fixed. I can't have no more kids, so I would not be your fourth baby mama. Hell no. Do you have another song that you would like to hear complete?
Let me see. Of course, Tupac, How Do You Want It?
Oh, yes. Hold on. That's getting ready to come up. I don't know why people call me when I'm on my show on Skype. I never answer. Tupac, How You Want It?
Thank you. One.
wouldn't put me in the mood to fucking stretch and be fucking miserable. I can't walk, so damn. Man. I swear. Man. You don't miss shit till you can't have it. And I mean, I can, but it's like, it's going to be so awkward. You know what I mean? It's the toe before the little toe. And you don't need that motherfucker till you hurt it. Have you ever noticed that you have shit that don't bother you, but as soon as something happens or you sick or whatever, you be like, wow, I really need that. And I was like, shit. I mean, I can't really stand on my feet all day to cook. So I'm going to have to find somebody to bring me something to eat. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what the hell. I swear, some of the things that I do, some of the shit that I say amazes my ass. Because I am like a blink away from being retarded. Really, I am. Some of the shit I think about.
Have you seen some of my tweets? You're not as bad as I.
Yeah, I'm seeing you. You going in. Retweet if you're 9 inches it up. Chalk Mommy is waiting for you. Somebody go talk about somebody's like, what you working with? I have 9 inches. Show me what you working with. First of all, for you to be repeating what the fuck you saying in a sentence, I ain't showing you shit. And you ain't got another 9 inches. Followers, you need to be showing all the 9 so you can increase your followers. No. And people want to add me on Skype. Like, you showing me your dick on Skype does nothing for me. You know?
Because
you can hold that bitch up to the webcam and make that shit look super size when it's really a small. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah. Like,
that shit is irrelevant to me. Like, no. Like, and when you take a picture, if you angle the camera right, it's going to make it look bigger. I've been disappointed so many times. Dudes take a picture of their dick and send it. I'm like, oh, yes, mouth watering. Then when I get there, I'm like, are you serious? Like, what happened to a couple of inches of thickness? What happened to the
right.
Fuck.
What is this?
Exactly. Or somebody sent a picture and their dick didn't even cover the corner of the picture. All you seen was like a little, it tried to pop up, but it was just a pop.
Making me choke. You were so foolish.
Or dudes would be like, girl, tell me I have a big dick all the time. If you pan a bitch, she gonna tell you whatever.
Right.
Be like, how do you know it's big? Does she scream? Does she push you back when you're going in? Like, what the fuck? Help me understand. That's one thing I haven't. Because, like, Or when girls be like, oh, my pussy good because such and such and such and such told me. And be like, but don't they fuck everybody?
Yeah.
Be like, sometimes people's credibility is shot.
That is true.
It's just like, So, I don't know. This show has been very, very interesting. I'm hungry as hell.
I know, me too.
I got to walk downstairs. And, you know, I done fell down the steps twice. Not recently, but...
I was about to say, oh, my God.
I was talking to my manager about that.
And I'm so fucking dingy. I fall up the stairs. That's my problem.
I did that too. One time I fell down the steps and it was like right off the movies. I still read it from like, I'm all right. My brother comes out of the house. He's like, what happened? I fell. And I'm like, I even tripped over a parking stump one time. That shit was so not cool. So
girl, college. Me and my friends got drunk, and we was just, I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but I was running in the parking lot,
And I ran into somebody's fucking parked car and left a dent in that bitch.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Me and Vodka have some good times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think, I'm trying to see, what is the worst thing I've ever done? Let's see. Sexually, what is the worst thing I've ever done? Damn, I've done a lot of shit sexually that was fucked up.
She's trying to think of which memory, not what, but which memory she's going to share.
You know, you do like so much shit. You just be like, okay. I'm not the jealous type, so when dudes try to make me jealous, that doesn't work. I had a boyfriend, and he was like, oh, I'm going back to my ex-girlfriend, and I was talking to my best friend on the phone, and I was like, okay. You know, I'm going to call you back because Reggie is, like, he's going to go back to Michigan, so I need to call me some replacement dick right now. I think that was, like, the wrong thing to say because before I knew it, he, like, yoked my ass up and I got rocked in the face, like, 5 times.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, needless to say, he really became my ex. Yeah. So I have to be mindful of the shit that I say to people. Because
my he was going back to his ex. What the fuck?
He said that shit because I had went out all day and I had took the kids and he didn't know where we was at. And I was at an army base driving around because I had just got my first car. So I took my boys and we went riding. You know, so he was always, you know, this is how you know when a nigga ain't doing right. You can't never find their ass, but when you can't be found, they assume that you're doing some shit and they be tripping.
Because they ain't doing right. That's why.
Yeah, so I'm just like, no. I know I did something one time, and I was like, you know what? I was fucking somebody, and they dick was whack, and I was like, man, maybe I need to fuck your own best friend to see if his dick is better. I mean, I feel like I shouldn't have said that, but at the time, it doesn't, whatchamacallit. It wasn't my fault. Men make you say shit. For real.
This is true.
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to work on a guest for Tuesday. I'm not sure. I might try to get Rikers on because he owes me an appearance. Because he is so fucking funny. He's out of New York and he's the manager of Assad, the rapper. And he's also the VP for Rutgers clothing line and stall and theme. So I might try to get him. And I'm going to, for you, I'm going to work on Jody Breeze again. Because, you know, I know you like his music and everything like that. And
yeah. And if you can get Mario, that would be amazing.
Oh, man. I got to, if you have his Twitter, we can double team him.
Oh, yes, I do. It's Mario Soul Truth.
Okay, you need to tweet me that, and then, because I need to have him crying out for more.
Have you ever heard his, you know, Keith Sweat song, Right and Wrong Way?
Uh-uh.
Well, he redid it. If you can find that and play that right now, that would be, man. It's Mario, Right and Wrong Way. Girl, he got some pipes. That boy can say.
Okay. Here we go. He did it like 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was on his Go album.
Okay, here we go right now.
This is my first time too. You know? Without you?
Yes.
Did you hear him and Mario
They did a remix?
No.
Really?
I have not.
Well, you're about to hear it right now.
Cool.
After all of the fighting, the trees in the garden, the rain going down, it's raining. I don't know how long it took, but I know that I drove all around trying to calm it down. Wouldn't answer my call. Scared girl, what you told me? Damn girl, what you leave like hell? Whatever I said, I didn't mean it like that. Yeah. I don't expect for me not to fight back when you scream like that.
Yeah. I love you for the bad. All
I see is my blood.
Yeah. I love you for the bad.
Let me see. I want to make sure it's the dirty lyrics. You know how I feel. Let me see. I need it to be okay. I hope this is the dirty version, because if not, you know I'm gonna change it and switch it back. So here we go.
Damn, I can't believe it's about morning. All lazy, Mario. Yeah. Oh, baby, you look good, girl. You know why? Fucking love is going out of style. You be like, yeah, yeah. You can all out. Fucking like we're trying to have a child. You look with just a head before. Got your body shivering. Girl, I want you to get on top of me. I'm grind ass until I feel body. I make your head hit the headboard till it's squeaky. I put it on your head, you're thinking about me for a week. And I'm gonna make sure that she feel it, cause I'm going deep. I'm gonna take all of my stress out under these sheets. Cause you think you got under me, then we finna fix me. I put a arch in your back, now I'm finna beat me. So let on run from it, now we both free. Feel like we was running track. Yeah, I got a fiend. And girl, as long as you want me to, I'ma keep performing all the way to the morning. All the way to the morning. Girl, you know I'm fucking like it's going out of style. You be like, yeah, yeah, getting all out. Fucking like you're trying to have a child. You never get the day before. Got your body screaming like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, grab a head, make it go, make it go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We going live like it's out of style. And I got stamina, so I'ma be here for a while. 20 years old, but I stroke it like I'm 35. 20 years old, but I stroke it like I'm 35. Baby, I wanna make your body cry down below. Now watch I dive all the way to the ocean floor. Her legs started shaking, that's when I lost control. I wanna kiss you from your belly button to your toes. I whisper some nasty in that ear to get a move. I wanna kiss you from your belly button to your toes. I whisper some nasty. Then I get a move. I wanna kiss you from your belly button. Baby, you're the best girl. You be like, yeah, yeah. Eating all out. Fucking like you're trying to have a child. Put you up against the head. Boy, got your body screaming like, oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, grab the head. Oh, make it go, make it go. Make it go, make it go. Make it go, make it go. Girl, grab your pillow,
Got a pretty little shawty and a I love to be a funny ass. She keep me coming back, all up in the slack. Now you quarterback, and we run it back, like a running back. And every time she leaves, she make me wanna back.
I love to be a funny ass. She keep me coming back, all up in the slack. Like a quarterback, and we run it back, like a running back. And every time she leaves, she make me want her back.
Metro, play a party in the bar.
Chocolate City Radio today.
I went over 24 minutes, which is good, which is good. I am going to be back Tuesday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. I'm getting ready to hobble my ass downstairs and find me something to eat, unless I can find someone's son that feels sorry for me and bring me something to eat in case it's not my own kids. So, I love you guys. I'm really enjoying everything that you guys are doing. So, I need for you guys to stay sweet and stay safe. And don't forget to ride the chocolate wave Tuesday night. This is Chocolate Mommy. I love you guys. Good afternoon.